Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating cardiology, Clarence on patient, Robison, R-O-B-I-S-O-N, first name Scott, S-C-O-T-T, date of birth January 2nd, 1962, date of evaluation March 26, 2024, referring physician, Dr. Susma. The chief complaint, the patient is a 62-year-old male who was noted to have left elbow injury. The HBI, the patient is a 62-year-old white male who was involved in a motor vehicle accident with a front-on collision in 2021, period. He injured the left elbow, lower back, and neck, period. He also had a tooth knocked out, period. The patient was initially seen at Sutter Roseville, at which time he had been discharged to home. He then went to North Bay Medical, where x-ray of the extremities were performed. He has had ongoing pain, period. He stated that he received a PRP for the left shoulder and elbow and had ablation for his lower back injury, period. However, he has continued with pain with associated locking and burning off the elbow, period. Pain is typically 3-4 over 10. It is worse with activity, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number BPH, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number protein C deficiency, next number SAT, status post ablation, past surgical history, left testicular surgery, neck number umbilical hernia 2019 and 2020, next number appendectomy, next number resection of the left testicle for abnormal growth. The medications, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams, half tablet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Fenofibrate, 160 milligrams, one daily. Losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25 milligrams, one daily. Metoprolol tartrate, 25 milligrams BID. Niacin, 500 milligrams, take 2 BID. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams, one daily. Warfarin, 1 milligram, 1 daily. Warfarin, 5 milligrams, 1 daily. The allergies, statins results in myositis. Atenolol results in diarrhea. The family history, a brother had coronary artery disease and his status was. Then, mother died of coronary artery disease during intraoperative cardiac surgery. Father had CVA. Social history, he denied cigarette smoking. He stopped in 2005. He denies alcohol or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. He has had weight gain. Eyes, he wears glasses. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Respiratory, he has had no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, he has history of SVT with ablation. Remainder of the revealed systems is unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/90, pulse 102, respiratory rate 20, height 67 inches, weight 239.6 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The abdominal exam, significant for obesity, musculoskeletal. He is noted to have tenderness involving the left elbow, especially the ulnar fossa. Remainder of the exam is unremarkable. The impression, one, industrial injury, left elbow, next number, ulnar neuropathy, next number, sinus tachycardia, next number, abnormal EKG with sinus rhythm of 94 beats per minute, extreme axis deviation, and right bundle band block. The recommendation, patient to be cleared pending review of his lab work, signed Dr. Wellington Ferguson.